Few Supreme Court decisions have been as widely unpopular as the Citizens United ruling, which equated money with free speech. Even before that, a handful of activist groups had been working to undo the judicially supported concept that corporations enjoy the same rights as people. Today, they're working together under the banner Move to Amend, the Coalition to End Corporate Personhood. Abraham Antin is their coordinator for the North Bay.
Many of these groups and people have been working on this issue around the idea that corporations should and do have the rights of human beings as guaranteed by the Constitution for quite a long time. With the coming of the Citizens United Supreme Court decision that stated very explicitly that corporations can spend as much money as they want on elections and so on because they have these free speech rights and all the rights of human beings, they formed this coalition in order to promote this constitutional amendment, which very clearly would state that corporations are not people, and money is not speech.
Those two simple statements, if enacted, would trigger some sweeping changes in our business landscape.
Corporations are not people, and therefore they have privileges rather than rights, and those privileges can be regulated by we the people through our governments. Similarly, by saying that money is not speech, the intent and what would happen is the money being taken out of politics.
Because big money presently is pervasive in the political process, Antin explains that Move to Amend's game plan is to bypass that arena altogether.
Our tactic is to go from the ground up, that is, through the local people expressing their support for this idea, telling their local officials to support this idea, leading up to a state convention, which would adopt this resolution to pass this amendment. When 3/4 of the states do that, then it goes up to Congress. And by that time, of course, if 3/4 of the states had passed this, we would have different people in Congress along the way, and the chances of passing this would be much greater.
This is not a partisan issue, but rather one that pits human values against entities that not only live on indefinitely, but are, in Antin's words, heartless and soulless.
The goal of the corporation is to maximize profits for its shareholders. If it doesn't do that, it's not meeting its fiduciary responsibility. Allowing unlimited access to our children, to beings that view them as target markets and profit centers, seem to me to be not the best idea. And yet we've put these beings in charge of our entire planet. It's a crime against humanity.
Egregious examples abound, but as one case in point, Antin cites Monsanto and its campaign to squelch citizens' efforts to require labeling of foods that contain genetically modified ingredients.
The Monsanto Corporation, the power behind all the GMOs, they need protection from us because if we knew what was in the food that they sell to us, we wouldn't want to buy it, and therefore we would discriminate against them. This is their legal logic. So they sue for protection against this danger to them, this discrimination, and they win. The idea that the right of a corporation to be protected against us supersedes our right to know what's in the food that we eat, I just can't think of anything more absurd.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.